Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week, and a number of pieces of legislation were acted on, including a resolution that will create a commission to look into a big problem in Pennsylvania on a local level, and especially in rural areas, and that has to do with emergency services. What's going on here?
Well, this was a resolution to create a special bipartisan, bicameral commission to make recommendations for improvements to the manner in which emergency services are delivered in Pennsylvania. We know that our fire and EMS agencies are struggling, and this special commission will be comprised of legislators, representatives from local government, and emergency service providers from throughout Pennsylvania, and they will look at all aspects of the delivery of emergency services and make recommendations to the legislature regarding legislation that should be passed to assist the emergency services. We had a commission in the past back in 2003 when I first joined the legislature. It was called the SR-60 Commission back then, and they made a number of recommendations, and some of them have been enacted, and some of them have helped a great deal. However, 2003 was a long time ago, and we need to reenact this commission, and certainly the challenges facing our emergency services has changed over that period of time. So I'm looking forward to the report that will be produced by this commission to assist both EMS and fire organizations throughout the Commonwealth, and these legislative recommendations are due by June 30th, 2018.
The House also acted on some legislation that will help those who are terminally ill and are interested in trying new and different types of medications or products to help them with their illnesses. What are some of the details on this?
Well, this is legislation that I've co-sponsored along with my colleague, Chairman Bob Godshall from Montgomery County. It's very important legislation to permit eligible patients with a terminal illness to use investigational drugs, biological products, and devices not yet approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, with the FDA approval process being way too slow and patients suffering with terminal illness. 31 other states have allowed these patients to try these medications, products, and devices, even though they are not FDA approved. So House Bill 45 would permit a manufacturer to make these products available to eligible patients once the products have successfully completed the first phase of clinical trials. So this truly is legislation that would allow patients the right to try, and I think it's the right thing to do. And now the bill moves on to the state Senate for consideration.
And as we get into the spring here, a lot of parents who have children who are headed off to college are starting to think about filling out applications for educational grant programs. And I understand there's an important deadline that's coming up.
There's a very important deadline coming up for college students. The deadline for the Pennsylvania State Grant Program is May 1st. This deadline applies for all renewal applicants and first-time applicants who plan to enroll in colleges and universities in the coming year. To apply, you must first complete a FAFSA application and then continue on to complete the state grant application. For additional information or for questions concerning the state grant program, you can contact FEA at 1-800-692-7392 or go to FEA.org.
Also, you're chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and you're going to be holding a meeting up in your area soon to talk about an industry that's very important to northwestern Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
The House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee is going to be traveling to our area to have an informational meeting in Bradford at the University of Pittsburgh to discuss issues related to the state's forest products industry. Our forest products industry doesn't always get the attention or recognition it deserves for the role that it plays in our local and statewide economy. Certainly my goal for this meeting is to help fellow legislators learn more about the forest products industry and an opportunity to hear from industry leaders with challenges that they face and issues that the committee needs to tackle. Among those scheduled to participate in the meeting are Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding, Deputy Secretary for DCNR John Norbeck, folks from the Allegheny Hardwood Utilization Group, the Pennsylvania Game Commission, the Allegheny National Forest, as well as local foresters Tom Case and Ken Kane. So it's going to be a very informative meeting. It's going to be held at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford, and the meeting is open to the public.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.